throughout the time of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, there were survivors, you know, ongoing, saying our commitment is we cannot pass along this intergenerational trauma to our children. We need to speak that truth. We need to seek healing and so on. But as a non-Indigenous educator, and also the only non-Indigenous person in my own family, my children and grandchildren are all First Nation or Métis, it's really, really important to me that not only do they get educated in an environment that respects all people, all First Nations, respects the land, respects the place they come from, respects the Indigenous science, the Indigenous governing systems, Indigenous ways of knowing and being from that particular area and territory where they're living and working. To me, it's always been really important that we also do not pass along intergenerational ignorance. And if we don't educate all students of all cultural backgrounds about the place where they live, about the language, about the people, about the knowledge that has kept these places balanced and healthy and sustained and sustainable in a good way since time immemorial, then we'll never reach that place, that place that we would call reconciliation, whatever that might look like.